This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Chung, and you're listening to Style File, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. In conjunction with Chinese New Year, Isrin Ismail of Inarid takes us back to old world Peranakan glamour with her 2019 Cheongsam collection.
It's not just to be worn with this Chinese New Year collection, it could be worn
for any other day.
Any other day and years to come. So it's one of those, and you can hand it down later on.
After that, Florence Song's stylist at Zalora will be talking about the popular 90s functional to fashionable trend, bucket hats.
Sometimes when I wake up and I don't feel like, you know, straightening my hair or not even in like putting on my makeup, I'll just pop on a bucket hat because it kind of like covers your face a bit, but it's still in at the moment, so you kind of look cool and pulled together.
But before we get to that, here are some fashion headlines. Recently, Gucci released a brand new $890 turtleneck that featured an extra high collar, along with a pair of exaggerated red lips around the opening of the sweater for the wearer's mouth. Many have been enraged and called out the company for racism, as the sweater resembles racist blackface images. This caused the company to immediately remove the turtleneck sweater from their online and physical stores last Wednesday, while issuing an apology and statement saying that the company considers diversity to be a fundamental value to be fully upheld, respected, and at forefront of every decision they make. This comes not too long after Prada released a statement apologizing for a collection of offensive red-lip monkey figurines and keychains, which spurred a huge backlash among shoppers. But despite the company's error in judgment, it's been reported that Gucci has been championing diversity and progressive values, where the brand banned fur for all their collections and released an ad campaign with only black models. Despite all that's been happening, Gucci has still managed to come up tops in the quarterly ranking of brands and products conducted by List, where they are currently ranked as the top fashion brand in the world for the fourth quarter of 2018. But will this episode affect Gucci's dominance in the fashion world? Only time will tell. That's all the news we have for you, and it's time for our style maker for this week, Isrin Ismail of Inarid. Having last been on our show back in April 2018 for her Raya collection, Isrin Ismail of Inarid joins us again in the studio, this time for her 2019 Chinese New Year collection. In collaboration with international award-winning jeweler Chu Yilin, Inarid's new CNY collection mixes the best of the West and the East by incorporating traditional jade elements with modern feminine cuts. Challenging the norms of traditional red cheongsams, Inarid elegantly weaves in lace and brocade pantsuits into their colourful collection. With luxurious satin material adorned with lovely jewellery and embellishments, Inarid's CNY collection beautifully balances the old and new Chinese elements. Now, the last time we had you on the show, it was to discuss about your Raya collection. And now you're here again, but this time you're here to talk about the CNY collections, right?
Yes,
now, I see a lot has happened since the last you came on the show last year, and I see you're 5 months pregnant now.
Yes,
how have things been?
Things been really well, I would say, for 2018. After the Raya collection, we had a KL Fashion Week collection, and moving on to that, we actually worked on this Chinese New Year, which obviously we have to launch it before the year ends, because you know how people go for holidays and early of the year is just too late to bespoke your Chinese New Year pieces. Mm-hmm. So we launched it in November together with a show, with a collaboration with Chu Yilin Jewelry, mm-hmm. which is a Singaporean jewelry brand.
So how has business been since you've launched? That was last year, right?
Yes. Well, this is our second time doing Chinese New Year collection. We started off with 2018 with a Lady Jade collection. That mm-hmm. was our first. And just to pretty much to test the market, really. And just want to see whether we could get new clientele. And because I believe that as a designer and as a my creator, creative team can actually explore more than just baju kurungs or wedding gowns. So we had a lot of customers coming to make their Chinese tea ceremony cheong sams and chi paos. Mm-hmm. So we thought that we discussed internally with my seamstress and my cutters who are predominantly Chinese. They were like giving me the suggestion that why don't we do a Chinese New Year collection, you see? Because everybody else is doing a Raya collection. Even the Chinese brands are doing the Raya collection. Why don't we take this opportunity to do a Chinese New Year collection, which not many local brands or Malay brands out there are doing. So we thought that we wanted to take up the challenge, and we actually did a first Chinese New Year collection last year.
And how was it?
It was a good response, even though we launched quite late. We actually had almost just 2 months to sell the collection, but it gave a great new sense of breath air for us because we're selling a very different collection. And I guess we got a really lot of new customers coming in and knowing the brand and understanding what's the DNA and aesthetic of Inai Red.
Mm-hmm. Was difficult to actually come up with CNY collection compared to, you know, you've been doing so many Rye collections, and you know, when moving into like traditional cheong sams, you know, is it difficult for you?
The rule of the thumb is you have to keep the silhouette the same, the cheong sam silhouette. Mm-hmm. And of course, you have to honour the details of like a Chinese buttons and high collars and certain hemlines and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that is what we incorporated with our design, our cheong sam design, of course. And we have to instill our DNA, our aesthetic, which we're known for. So we're very feminine. We use a lot of luxe fabrics and a lot of feminine cuts, like the peplums and detailings like embellishments. So we infuse that in our Chinese New Year collection.
So why don't you tell us more about your this year's CNY collection? You know, what's your inspiration behind this particular Chinese New Year collection?
Well, this year's Chinese New Year collection, we look back to a time where beautiful ladies are dressed in sophisticated traditional outfits in old Penang. So we infuse with a lot of colonial, Peranakan aesthetics and influences, where we see the marriage of the East and the West. And we intertwine with like strong cuts and patterns with delicate details and adornments that sets the tone of the collection.
I see you have kind of modernized the designs, you know, for your cheong sams, because, you know, you also challenge the norms of cheong sams by incorporating elements like cinch-waisted belts, you know, and sheer material skirts, you know. Yep. Tell me more about this.
Well, we feel that we interpret the cheong sam in a modern way, where it goes well with our house approach of Inai Red, so our aesthetic back again. So we are known for our signature ruffles, beadworks, peekaboo sheer organza, like peplum details that makes the presence in the collection, which is done nicely to respect the traditional silhouette while showcasing the modern relevance.
Are there like, you know, any rules that you have to follow in order not to be culturally insensitive?
Well, in fact, there are colours that we tend to
avoid, right?
Yeah, we have to avoid. I mean, like, there's the colours like electric blue, some shades of blue. Some customers giving us feedback like, oh, they don't wear this for Chinese New Year, like a very strong shade of electric blue.
Oh, yeah. That's for the funeral, usually.
I see, right. So, because knowing Inai Red, we do like a rainbow of colours, really. Mm. We're known for our pastel colours, but we tried to have, like, you know, certain people have themes every year. Probably they wore red last year, they want to wear pink this year. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much have a rainbow of colours of choices. Mm-hmm. But we try to stay away from like the electric blues or like a very bright orange, very, very bright orange. I don't know, people tend to come back to us saying that, oh, we don't wear this colour for Chinese New Year.
Oh.
So those are the things that we like, oh, okay, we didn't know that.
That was before you guys launched your CNY collection or after?
Oh, that was the first collection that we did. We had an electric blue. Well, that didn't sell, of course. Yeah, because we got this kind of feedbacks.
Mm.
Yeah, and also like even they find themselves like, oh, the Chinese buttons needs to be from the left to the right and some right to the left, you know? So yeah, details like that we didn't foresee. Mm-hmm, like we totally overlooked, not knowing like, oh, there's a certain, I'm not sure whether there's supposed to be a certain style to it. So it's a learning process for us.
Wow, it's an eye-opener, definitely, right?
Yes.
I've been speaking to Izrin Ismail from Inai Red. Right after this, we'll be talking about the different types of fabrics used for her cheong sam collection. Stay tuned. You're listening to Stylefile on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. It's Adeline Chung on Stylefile. I've been speaking to Isrin Ismail from InnaRed about their CNY collection that mixes the best of the East and West while incorporating traditional elements. So apart from satin, you know, which is commonly used material used for cheongsams, you know, what other fabrics do you use for your collection?
Well, we have a lot of brocades. Mm-hmm. We try not to go with very thick brocades because we know how warm it is here. So we go with a very mid-weight brocade. And we do taffetas, and we also have organza and some embroidered lace as well that mm-hmm. we incorporate into the collection. Mm-hmm. And normally we do it as a part of, like with laces, we only put it as like a detailing to it, not a full lace dress, because at the end of the day, it might look a bit too dressy if you wear a lace cheongsam.
Especially you want to wear it during the day, right?
Exactly. And then with the hemlines, we've got above the knee, right. And we also have the midi length. And this year, we actually have a separate piece where it's a top and also a pants in this brocade. So it's
is that a red one?
Yes, it was a red one in our campaign. And I guess that was quite a steal. I mean, people will get impressed by that photo of us, of our campaign photo, and they normally will come and have a little closer look. So yeah.
So why do you decide to choose that particular design to be red?
Because I feel it was a special piece because it's a two-piece set and it was a pants. And I think it does bring that, you know, that luck for us. And on top of that, I guess it was like somebody needs to steal the thunder in the whole collection. So it has to be that red piece. So we decided on that.
That caught my eye as well, actually.
That caught your eye?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Now, the designs, you know, have quite a lot of embellishments, you know, and bold prints as well. So how would you style these pieces without it looking too over the top or, you know, clashing?
Well, I guess what you have to do with these kind of pieces, you minimize your accessories. Mm-hmm. You know, probably just wear a simple jade bracelet or an earring, because most of the pieces are, I wouldn't say fully embellished, they're just lightly embellished, just to give you that extra detail to a plain piece, for example. Mm-hmm. So, I guess just don't over-accessorize.
Now, previously, I see you collaborated with Wanderlust & Co. for your Riot collection, you know, and this time I see you collaborated with Chu Yi Lin, which you mentioned earlier, an international award-winning jeweler in Singapore, you know, with the concept of old world Peranakan glamour. How did the collaboration came about?
Well, the collaboration came about from a mutual friend of ours, Chu Yi Lin's friend and a friend of a good customer of ours. She brought us together, and she knew that how we were working on a Chinese New Year collection, mm-hmm. and Chu Yi Lin had a very a new collection with that Peranakan inspired, and our theme both of us collides. I mean, sorry, not collide. Sorry, both of our theme. Was mutual, I would say. Mm-hmm. So we thought like it would be a great partnership because we needed to accessorize as well, but we didn't want to go a bit too much. Mm-hmm. So it complements really well with
the
jade pieces.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, and it speaks very well with our collection because it's very minimal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess it's like it's a modern touch to what we are looking at on finding a jade piece nowadays. You want mm-hmm. something minimal, something simple, but then something modern, and you want something to be everlasting. So I guess it jives so well with our collection.
Just what I'm looking for, actually. I'm looking for a jade bangle at the moment. So that's why I see there's lots of pairings with jade for your collection, you know. What is it about jade that you decided to use it to pair it with your outfits?
I guess jade gives, like we were talking earlier, jade gives you a different aura.
The good chi,
I feel. And it's very understated. It's an understated luxe, mm-hmm. not having to show off too much. So I guess those are the pieces that you gives longevity, that is something like great for safekeeping. So, you know, it's not just to be worn with this Chinese New Year collection. It could be worn for
any other day.
Any other day and years to come. So it's one of those, and you can hand it down later on in years to come to your children or something. Mm-hmm. So I feel that's why I relate back to pieces like jade, because it gives longevity.
Now, I mean, done with the Chinese New Year collections, I guess next up for you would be the Riot collection, right? Could you give us a sneak peek, you know, on what to expect?
It's only February and everybody's already doing Raya. Yeah, I mean, not February yet. It's early of the year, but we're already talking about Raya. Well,
it's just a few months away.
I know, it's a few months away to Puasa. So I think this year we have a new creative team designing for the Raya collection. So I hope it meets up to the standard of the brand. And at the same time, it will be exciting where we're having a very muhibah creative team. We've got my designer, one of my designers in Indian background, and one is a Chinese, and there's me as a creative director. Mm-hmm. So it's a very muhibah creative team. So we'll see a muhibah collection for Raya this
year.
Wow,
I can't wait. You know, no any other sneak peek?
Well, we are still working on it, to be honest. Yeah, we've done the samplings, mm-hmm. and a lot of traditional cuts, but we infused it with modern touches.
What about jewelries? Will you be collaborating with any jewelers?
Well, not at the moment. I'm still thinking, but we're collaborating with a bag maker with LVWKL. We're mm-hmm. we're normally where we were doing a very small clutch, like not really a clutch bag, I would say it's more like a handheld bag with tortoise shells, and we're doing in specific colorways that matches with the outfit. So something to look forward to.
Perfect. Now, what do you hope for in the future of your brand?
Well, I think nowadays with the economy slowdown, I don't want to take risk so much, I would say. I'll take every step that I do, I'll take a calculated risk. Well, looking at expansion this year, I guess we're just trying to just retain what we have been doing mm-hmm. and trying to sustain from that. And we'll see how things are in the near future.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was local designer Izran Ismail of Ina Red giving us an insight behind her 2019 Chinese New Year collection. Coming up next, Florence Song, stylist at Zalora, gives us some style advice on a popular 90s revival, bucket hats. But before that, here's the song Love and Passion from the official soundtrack of Malaysian Chinese New Year movie Amazing Spring. This is Stylefile, and I'm Madeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
山多障碍，风也急，风也劲，白云过山，风也可穿晴。莫说水中多变幻，水也清，水也静，友情似水爱共永。
BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Stylefile. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can revisit this episode on our podcast by downloading our free BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And our Florence Song stylist at Zalora shares some style tips on how to rock the functional yet fashionable 90s trend bucket hats. When it comes to bucket hats, the one person I could think of is our very own guest, Cam Rasla. So it's a very 90s trend popularized by, you know, many hip-hop rappers, you know, back in the days like Run DMC, LL Cool J, even Missy Elliott. Also, previously seen as the dorky fisherman hat, right? Florence, give us your take.
Yeah, I mean, bucket hats, they were originally known as Irish walking hats because they served a purely functional purpose for protecting fishermen and farmers from the rain back in the early 1900s. And then, you know, further along in the 40s and the 50s, they were also used by soldiers, you know, to protect their necks from the sun. And it was only at the height of the mod movement in the 60s that, you know, the bucket hat kind of transitioned from being a functional piece to being a fashionable one. But yeah, like you mentioned, it was all in the 90s when these bucket hats came into fashion because of all the hip hop stars that, you know, embracing these style in their album covers and the music videos. So, you know, with the 90s revival, it's only natural for these kind of like bucket hats to come into trend again. I mean, you know, you have your faded mom jeans, your thrift store crop tops, your chunky Fila sneakers, and even those tiny tinted sunnies that the bucket hat kind of fits into place with the whole look.
But sometimes bucket hats may not fit into a lot of occasions, right? Depends on where you go.
It really depends on where you go. And it depends on, I mean, you could definitely bring it out for, you know, if if you were to go out on a normal day to, you know, the grocery store, for the cafe, or to meet your friends. But you can't definitely wear it to your workplace, especially if you're working in corporate. And it's not something that you can wear to an evening event as well. I mean, you could wear it to like a cool party event, but definitely not like everywhere.
But it seems like for lazy people who doesn't want to gel their hair or comb their hair, just put on a cap or, you know, a bucket hat which is more comfortable. And I think it's not as hot as wearing a cap, right?
Yeah, it's not as hard as wearing a cap because it's airier, and the way that it sits, it gives your hair, you know, your head some room to breathe as well. And I mean, if you're having a bad hair day, or sometimes when I wake up and I don't feel like, you know, straightening my hair, or not even in like putting on my makeup, I'll just pop on a bucket hat because it kind of like covers your face a bit, but it's still in at the moment, so you kind of look cool and pulled together, so it works.
So how would you style it?
I would wear it. I actually like wearing it to the beach when I'm on vacation. So like, you know, if you're at the beach in your bikinis and you wear a beach hat, it works. Or I'd style it with like, you know, Hawaiian floral shirt. Even a normal loose kind of like menswear inspired kind of shirt and, you know, very loose flowy pants, I'd wear it with that.
So what other brands can we look out for when it comes to bucket hats?
I'd say, you know, you could buy it from Fila. I really like the classic ones. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a lot of cash to splurge, go for the Prada ones, which are always, they're a classic and they never go out of style, you know, the nylon ones. But I would probably invest in, you know, a reversible option. So look for one of those. So you get, you know, two in one. Yeah, two colors in one.
That's a pretty good idea. Yeah. But do you think that this is a trend that, you know, you would invest in?
I wouldn't say I would invest a lot of money in it, but I...
Not the Prada ones,
not
right?
Not the Prada ones. Maybe if I find it at a vintage store or a secondhand thrift store, I would. It's one of those things that you can buy. I would say go for the cheaper option, so you could buy a couple in a variety of colours, a variety of prints to match like every outfit that you have.
That's all the time we have for you this episode, but just a heads up, we have a new schedule for our shows starting this week. Style File will debut on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. with repeats on Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's still the same show with the same people behind it, but with a fresh new time slot. If you want to be in touch with me, you can tweet me at BFM Radio or Adeline CSK. Before I go, I'll be leaving you with a tune by Nancy Sit and friends called Phun Lok Nin Nin, which translates Happy Years. This has been Style File, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.